Devin. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know we said I'd give you a call around this time. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So you did get the email that I had sent you, right? The one that gave
yes.
the breakdown? Okay. Awesome. And then now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a second email that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? So this also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system where you can track all of your results, the phone calls that you're getting. You can see all your profiles, the keywords that you're listed for. So we want you to be able to track that with our system, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then now on this number, I assume you can receive text messages, right? I know that's a silly question. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to actually send you over 3 text messages right now. Now, the first text, it's going to have my name with my number and my extension. Although I'm considered the lead on the account, I always like for you to have my information as well, okay, just for your records so you have it.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you a second text. Now, it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? So anytime you have a change, an update, a question, or you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday. Even on Veterans Day, we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, but that's Pacific Standard Time. So you're 3 hours ahead of us, right? So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, okay?
Gotcha.
And then I also sent you a third text, Devin, and it has a link that's to a YouTube video. The YouTube video is about, I'm going to say 6 minutes long. Okay, when you have time, please take a look at the video because it's actually going to give you, it's going to show you on how you go in, put your password and your login so you can go in and track your results. It's real simple, but I just want you to get familiar with it, okay? Nothing too complicated. Okay. Now, your first name, just for the account purpose, do you spell it D as in David, E, V like Victor, O, N as in Nancy? Is that how you spell it?
My first name is D-E-V-I-N.
Okay, D as in David, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, and then?
I-N.
I-N. Okay, yep. I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Devin?
William.
William? Not with an S at the end, right? Just William. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With an S, sorry.
Oh, with an S. Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, the number that we're going to be listing on Google, and this will be the number that clients contact you on as well as ourselves, is that going to be the 803-549-3073?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how would you like us to list the company name?
Wildlife Wranglers.
I like that. Wildlife Wranglers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, W-R-A-N-G-L-E-R-S, right?
Yes.
I like that. Where'd you come up with that one?
That's my wife did.
Well, you better give her kudos on that one. That was a catchy one. I like it. I like the wildlife predators, but I like this one more because you're just going to wrangle them up and get them out. And that's with the S at the end of it, right? Wildlife Wranglers. Perfect. Now, Google is going to be sending out a PIN code to you. Okay. The PIN code is going to come in the mail and it's going to look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay, so what address do you want them to mail it to? Because they'll send it by mail.
Okay, it'll be 17 Whistling Duck Cove.
17 Whistling Duck. give me one second, my computer. Whistling Dove Cove, or is it Duck? D-U-C-K.
Duck.
Oh, got it. Okay. And that's Lugus, South Carolina, 29078, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So 17 Whistling Duck Cove. Got it. And I'm assuming this is your residence where you reside?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to hide the address, so just be aware the address will not appear on Google anywhere, okay? Just an
okay.
FYI.
Thank you.
Okay. Now,
and will my name be on there as well? Or just,
no,
company?
Your name's, nope, just the company name. That's it. That's all they're going to see, okay?
Okay.
And the phone number, of course. And pictures and other content, but not your name and not your address, okay? Now, the next thing, let's see here, and then what am I going to next? I know you've been trying to build a website, but remember, we're going to include the website for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Devin, for the payment that you're making today, okay, so your payment's going to be $348 today. Your next payment will not be until December 11th, and that's when you pay $249, and it just continues to go month to month, okay?
And it'll
so,
be every month on December 11th now. On the 11th.
Every month on the 11th, yes, that is correct, okay? And I'll read that to you in a voice verification that I'm going to go over. It's like a 90-second verification, and it's for your protection. It's going to outline the service agreement, goes over the billing date. If you choose to cancel, we only ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged, okay? So that's all we ask. All right. So the card that you're using today, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
And is it just Devin Williams, or is there like a middle initial?
That's a good question. It's a middle initial.
Okay. What's the middle initial?
R, as in Roger.
R as in Roger. Okay. And is it the same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Master.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 5537.
Uh-huh.
8100.
Okay.
0517.
Mm-hmm.
8101.
Expiration month and year?
0423.
0423. And the CVV code on the back?
044.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you, but I am not charging the card yet. Okay? 5537-8100-0517-8101. Expiration is April of 23, and the security code on the back is 044. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification. I'm not charging the card yet because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. As I'm walking you through it, Devin, if there is something that you don't understand, you do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back, review it, and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wildlife Wranglers.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Devin Williams, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Devin, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, just keep in mind that if you get a call from someone trying to ask you to, oh, you need to pay $5, you know, for your verification, you don't give them any money. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number. That is not our company. We're not going to ask you for more money other than the $249 that you're paying a month, okay? So just be aware. It is not our company, all right?
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what we're saying, we're not saying you can't do additional advertising. All we're saying, Devin, is that before you do, just let us know so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay. Does that affect anything with Angie's or?
No, because what we do is completely separate from them. So we're not associated with each other. So what you do with them, you're fine, okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 11th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. So this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your next payment will be charged on December 11th, 2022, in the amount of $249. So this will be a recurring payment. Once your term is completed, then it'll automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the 877-635-6225 number that I sent you, and then you'll just hit number one, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, Devin, we do ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges, okay? So just make sure you call 3 business days before the 11th if you choose to pause or cancel the account. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing next is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get the receipt both sent to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay? Now, I also want to schedule what we call a client interview. The client interview is going to be with one of our technicians. And basically what they're doing, Devin, is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They're going to go over everything more in detail with you. This is where the magic is going to happen. Okay?
Yes.
And I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. All right? Okay, so let me do this. So how does your schedule look on Monday?
I'm pretty clear Monday.
You're pretty clear on Monday. Okay. And then do you mind reading back the card number to me? Because I think maybe I might have put something wrong because it said it declined it. I don't know. Do you have like a block on your card? Did you get a text or something from the bank, maybe?
I did spend a lot of money just now because I had to pay for to get my truck fixed. But
oh no, what happened?
Yeah. Front end problems on my truck.
Oh man, that's always a pain. I have a mechanic in my family, so I just drop it off to my brother-in-law and have him fix it.
No, man.
Yeah, did you want to check the account real quick? I don't want to charge it again until you check it first.
Okay.
Oh, I hear the little one. Oh, how cute. How old?
4.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a great age. They ask a lot of questions, huh?
Oh yeah.
I know. I have grandkids. All my babies are big babies now. I have grandkids, so I mean sometimes they're just like chatty Cathys, right? Goodness. I tell them, "What are you doing interrogating me? Why is there so many questions?" And they just laugh. Oh, grandma.
It says everything's still good.
Okay. You want to repeat the card number back to me just to make sure, because it blacks it out. All I see is 8101 or the last 4 that it'll show me.
I got you. 5537.
5537.
8100.
8100.
0517.
0517.
8101.
8101, and then it expires April of the year 23, right?
25.
That's probably where I messed up. And then the last the security code is 044, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's probably where I messed up then. Oh, my goodness, Nadine. Okay. So you said you're pretty open on Monday, right, for your client interview. Is there, like, do you prefer morning, afternoon, evening, like this time?
Morning or afternoon is fine.
Okay. So I'll tell you the times that we have available, and this is based in your time zone, okay, just a FYI.
Okay.
So for Monday, I have appointments starting as early as, let's see here, I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. What do you prefer?
2 to 3 is fine.
2 to 3? Okay. Let me do that. All right, so you're going to also be receiving an email for your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. On Monday, okay, between 2 and 3 o'clock, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number, Devin, okay?
Okay.
So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. This appointment is super important because they're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting. They're going to talk to you about the website, your keywords. This is where I like to say the magic is going to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
So if for some reason you're in the middle of something, okay, and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, "Hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes?" And they'll call you right back, okay? And we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
Now, I do want to put some notes in here for the technician. They're just basic notes. So what are some of the key words that you want me to list on here? I know we talked about nuisance. I remember nuisance. Let me go back to nuisance wildlife removal is what I have so far. Okay. Anything else you want me to say? Like anything specific, you know, like to a type of wildlife, bat removal, whatever it is. That would freak me out, let me tell you.
I mean, pretty much bats, snakes, squirrels, hogs. Deer.
Okay.
Raccoon, possum.
Ugh. Oh, my goodness. You know, I live in Anaheim, and I think I told you that we've been having, like, a lot more, like, kind of wildlife, right? I literally, and no one believes me. The kids across the street do because they were chasing it. There was a raccoon. Okay, mind you, I'm 4'11 and a half. There was a raccoon, and I swear, I was getting off of my truck. It was, like, 11 o'clock at night. I had my grandson because we were going to watch him, and I literally had a heart attack. I stood in the truck, and I was calling my husband. I was telling him, you need to come out here. There is a raccoon that's, like, about my size on our front lawn, and I'm not getting off this truck. It was huge. I don't know if it was on steroids or what, but it was freaking me out.
I bet. Don't feel that big.
I'm sure that doesn't even faze you, right?
I'm used to it by now.
Oh, my goodness. Now, your Facebook page, so we're going to create you the one for the business, right? And it's going to be created through your personal one just so that you have access to it. But no one's going to see your personal Facebook page. Are you listed just under Devin Williams or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember what your profile page looks like?
Not really. It should be a picture of me and my son, actually.
Okay. Okay.
Then are you 100% close?
And it's just Devin Williams, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a business logo by chance, or would you like us to build you one? It doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
I was thinking about just I don't have one right now, but I was thinking about
okay.
building one.
Okay, let us make you one, and if you like it, great, and if you don't, we'll change it, okay?
Okay.
But it doesn't cost you anything, so might as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you by chance go to the state of university? I see a bunch of Devin Williams.
No, ma'am, I did.
Okay. I'm looking to see if I find one with you and your son, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't go to, you're not from Rock Hill, right? Because
no,
I know
ma'am.
Sometimes, okay. So, do you know how to send the link to your Facebook page? I'm trying to see, there's a bunch of, man, that must be a popular name.
Yeah, I'm trying to call my name, so. Let's see.
I'm like, Lord, there's a whole lot of Devin Williams around here.
Yeah, I have it. Do you want me to send it to that number you
texted?
Yeah,
yes, just copy it, copy, paste it, and reply back to one of those messages. That'll be perfect. So this way I know that it's the right one.
Yeah,
okay.
I just sent it.
Awesome. And then what forms of payments do you accept, Devin? Cash, check, credit card, Venmo, Zelle?
Like through the, for the customers?
From your customers, yeah. What forms of payments do you typically accept from your clients?
Do Venmo, Cash App, checks, of course, and cash.
And cash?
And I'll
okay.
probably work up a, you know, through an app to pay through the app one day.
Yeah, if you ever, you know, good credit card apps, like on your, I don't know what kind of phone you have, if you have an iPhone or an Android, but Square is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good one to use. Okay. And then you do have an option if you'd like. We can actually, and I was going to ask you, there's not really any type of pictures you would have, do you? Have you ever taken any pictures of some of the stuff you captured? Wrangled up?
Some of them, I just mostly have pictures of the work I do.
Okay, perfect, because we'll need some of those. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there is an option. So instead of us listing your actual phone number on the, on Google, right? What we do is we can list a tracking number that is linked to your phone number. Okay. Now, it comes with an app that you can download on your phone, okay, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages, okay? So would you be interested in the tracking number, or would you just rather that it be your phone number listed?
I don't want my phone number. Well,
so the tracking number, and I'll explain, right? So instead of them seeing your actual phone number, what they'll see is a tracking number. But when they click on that number, it's going to ring to your phone. So it comes with an app that you'll download from the App Store, and it'll allow you, like if you miss calls, you can go back to that app and see the phone calls you missed, see any messages, and you can also block spam calls. It's at no additional cost to you. We just include it. It is an option. Even if you don't do it now and you decide you want it later, we can do that. It won't cost you anything.
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to think about it? You want me to put maybe and then you can let them know on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like a 24/7? Are you more like a Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, but of course I can do emergency calls on the weekends.
Okay, and then I'll put emergency calls available. Okay. And then your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three is fine.
All three. And do you want to target within 50 miles with the Facebook ads? That's the furthest it'll target, or do you want to target a little closer? Up to you.
The 50 miles is good.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So if you take a look at your messages or your emails, I know you've gotten a lot of them, but the one that I need you to find, it'll say initial invoice on it. It either came before the welcome one or right after it.
It says initial
invoice.
Frozen.
Uh-huh. It'll say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, "Dear Devin R. Williams, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. So do you see where it says, "Please click here to accept your subscription terms"?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're going to click on that, and it's going to open up a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Do you see that at the top? Okay, great. So this is everything that we put, you know, that we went over in the voice verification. So what you're going to do now is you on that page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to ask you to type your name in the signature box, but right above that, there is a little box to the left, and right next to it, it says that I certify I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then you're going to click on the little box because you're saying it's your name on the card, and then you're going to type your name, just Devin R, no period, and then Williams. You don't need to put the date because it is already there.
Yep.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should open up another page asking you to enter a username and a password. Mm-hmm. You see that there?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create that. Okay. So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you this link, a username and a password. Okay. And you can update it to a password of your choice, but this is where you're going to go in and track your results. Okay. So that's why I want you to watch that video. All right. Now I did want to ask you, do you also want to authorize your wife to make any changes to the account in case you're not able to call in to make a change?
Yes.
Okay. What's your wife's name?
Hunter Scoggins.
Hunter Scoggins. Is that S-K-O-G-G-I-N-S?
S-C-O-G-G-I-N-S.
Oh, I was close. Okay. And that's Heather, you said?
Hunter.
Oh, Hunter. Okay, just wanted to make sure. And what's her phone number? Because the way they'll identify that it's her is by her phone number. 803-420-4992. 4992. So 803-420-4992. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. And I did get the link. Oh, your son is adorable, beautiful wife, by the way. Oh, look at that. You guys go hunting? Oh, my gosh. How exciting. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, beautiful family. Okay. You are so welcome. So the last thing I do want to go over with you, Devin. So remember on Monday, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number between 2 and 3 o'clock. And we'll send you that friendly reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know what's coming up, okay?
Okay.
Now, from then, within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout in the mail for a, it kind of looks like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. That's going to have your verification code, okay? So you'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Once you get it, we need that PIN code because that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map, all right?
Okay.
Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your Facebook business page created. We're going to have you listed in all the directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials so you can start logging into your reports and seeing, you know, the phone calls that you're getting and tracking your results, all right?
Okay.
Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running, so those will be live, and your website's going to be done. We're going to, in fact, send it to you first to review it. So this way, if you have any changes that need to be made, we want those changes made before we have it go live, okay? And we'll email it to you. Now, in our terms and conditions, and this is what we state in writing, is that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Now, I have seen it at times where it's happened sooner. So that's why as soon as you get that PIN code, provide us that PIN code. And the technician's going to go over it with you again anyways. There's a way that you could either text it or you could put it on your through your client dashboard access, or you could just call us in with it. Okay?
Okay.
And then we'll also be sending you these notifications as things are being processed and completed because we do like to keep you in the loop. So just be aware you'll be getting notifications when you're on the first page of Google, when your Facebook ads are up, when you're in the directories, when your website's completed. So we're going to keep you notified, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions for me?
That's it.
Well, I want to be the first, Devin, to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you guys. Very excited. You are so welcome, and I wish you and your family a very blessed weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you too.
All right. You take care now. Have a good evening, okay?
All righty. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.